Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 28, Kapila's instructions on devotional service, text 43. Sayonishu yata jyotir, ekam nana pratiyate, yoninam guna vaisam yat. Tatma prakritastita Svayonishu yata jyotir Ekam nana pratiyate Yoninam guna vaisam yat Tatma prakritastita Svayonishu yata jyotir Ekam nana pratiyate Yoninam guna vaisam yat Tatma prakritastitah Svayonishu in forms of wood, yata as jyoti fire, ekam one, nana differently, pratiyate is exhibited, yoninam of different wombs. Gunavaisamyat, from the different conditions of the modes. Tata, so. Atma, the spirit soul. Prakrita, in the material nature. Sita, situated. Translation. As fire is exhibited in different forms of wood, so, under different conditions of the modes of material nature, the pure spirit soul manifests itself in different bodies. Purport. It is to be understood that the body is designated. Prakriti is an interaction by the three modes of material nature. And according to these modes, someone has a small body and someone has a very large body. For example, the fire in a big piece of wood appears very big, and in a stick, the fire appears small. Actually, the quality of fire is the same everywhere, but the manifestation of material nature is such that according to the fuel, the the fire appears bigger and smaller. Similarly, the soul in the universal body, although of the same quality, is different from the soul in the smaller body. The small particles of soul are just like sparks of a large soul. The greatest soul is the supersoul, but the supersoul is quantitatively different from the small soul. The supersoul is described in the Vedic literature as a supplier of all necessities of the smaller soul, nicho nichanam. One who understands this distinction between the supersoul and the individual soul is above lamentation and is in a peaceful position. When the smaller soul thinks himself quantitatively as big as the larger soul, he is under the spell of Maya, for that is not his constitutional position. No one can become the greater soul simply by mental speculation. The smallness or greatness of different souls is described in the Varaha Purana as Shamsha Vibhinamsha. The Shamsha soul is the Supreme Personality Godhead, and the Vibhinamsha souls, or small particles, are eternally small particles, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The small living entities are eternally part and parcel, and therefore it is not possible for them to be quantitatively as great as the supersoul. Om Gyanachamalandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No doubt you have heard all this information before. And we have a tendency that when we do come to Bhagavatam class, we want to hear something new, different, exotic. We are very much information programmed in this day and age. Do I know this information? Have I heard it before? What's new? But that is not the proper way to approach hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is not simply informational, it is transformational. That means, although you may think you know the information, you have to look and see what is the transformation. Because according to the Vedic way of epistemology, the Vedic way of knowing things, transformation is the proof that you actually have the information. Whereas the Western system of epistemology, of knowing things, is that if you have the information, if you have the so-called facts, then you're all set. This is why you see people acting in such bewilderment. As Shukadeva Goswami says at the beginning of the second canto, Pashyanapi na pashyati. They are sufficiently equipped with information, but still they do not see. We have been programmed to think that all we need to do is get the facts, get the right information, get the right education, the right training, and then life is a success. But Shukadeva Goswami says no. Pashyanapi na pashyati. You have sufficient information. You even have sufficient life experience to come to the right conclusion. But still you do not see what's going on. Because there's been no transformation. Therefore, when we approach Srimad Bhagavatam, we want the information, yes, and we want the transformation. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Jnana vijnana triptatma kutashto vijitendriya. The spirit soul, the atma, is satisfied, tritta, because of possessing both the information, jnana, and vijnana, the transformational consequences of applying that information. Therefore, kutastho vijitendriya, the yogi can control the senses, can conquer the senses, has victory over the senses, and the yogi remains fixed in transcendental consciousness. So you might think, how many times do we need to hear that the spirit soul is a spark qualitatively equal with the supreme soul but quantitatively different? But let us question, indeed, why we would question in that way. We're assuming that this is no big deal. But actually, when persons do start to accept that they are spirit soul, a tiny particle, a spark, you'd be surprised that they think, that's it, okay. I am a spiritual entity and there's nothing beyond that. There is a spiritual force that is me, and I am part of it, and that's it. In other words, no sense of subordination. And this is the tough part of conveying bhakti knowledge. Subordination to the Supreme. If anything, people think that spirituality should be liberating and freeing yourself from any kind of dependencies and subordination. Be a free spirit. You as spirit soul, just existing on your own. The spark existing on its own with no relation to the fire. So you just have a collection of sparks and they do their own thing. They have realized they're not the fire wood. As we hear in this verse, as fire is exhibited in different forms of wood, so under different conditions of the modes of material nature, the pure spirit soul manifests itself in different bodies. All right, so we understand we're not the body. Now we understand we are spiritual sparks. But what is the next step? No, let us just be spiritual. Let us just practice spirituality. Which ends up meaning you are still in the driver's seat. You are still the Lord and Master. You are still the controller and the enjoyer, which means you are still a conditioned soul. So our educational system is twofold. Yes, number one, to convince you that you are a spiritual particle different from the body. And number two, to get you to see that you are part of the complete whole. Naturally, when you hear that you're part of the complete whole, you should be curious to understand that complete whole, that Om Purnam. But you'd be surprised that due to so much contamination, people cannot make that jump. It seems so natural to you. Spirit soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Soul. But, no, spirit soul, okay, that's it. And naturally, they become bewildered, because how does spirit soul act in the material world? What's the purpose? If you're not subordinate to the Supreme, then what's the purpose of your being a spirit soul? What do? Just declare your dominance and supremacy, the same thing you did on the material platform? In other words, let us lord it over as spirit souls instead of lord it over as the body. That's Mayavad. We realize we are spirit soul. We are it. We are Brahman. Instead of lording it over in material nature, thinking we are the body, now we will lord it over on the spiritual platform. So getting persons to go all the way, step one and step two, in the bhakti educational process can seem difficult. But Krishna will help. Our outreach efforts are not simply dependent on our own abilities. We do our best, and we depend on Krishna for the rest. So please understand that the more you hear Bhagavatam, the more there'll be transformation. It's not about the hearing process of Srimad Bhagavatam is not about can we uncover some new information, some new insights? Is the speaker going to say some hidden content to the leelas that we haven't heard before? No. It's nice to hear. It's certainly nice to hear very interesting angles and comments, realizations of the acharyas. At the same time, let us remember, Srila Prabhupada in Mumbai had just finished giving his umpteenth example of how you're not the body. So many examples. Fire and firewood, the person and the clothes, the drowning person, you rescue the clothes of the drowning person, but not the actual person. Always coming up with different ways to explain that same point of dehantara prapti, changing bodies. So devotees once asked him in Mumbai, how is it you come up with all these different examples just to explain this point that we're not the body? And Prabhupada replied, because I'm always thinking about it. What? He's always thinking about Bhagavad Gita chapter 2? This is the compassion, this is the mercy of a pure devotee. Always thinking how to convey Krishna's instructions. And that always thinking of how to convey Krishna's instructions is Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto. Always thinking of Krishna means always thinking how to present the message of Lord Krishna. The more we hear the information of Bhagavatam, the more we put ourselves in a situation for purification. We think we're hearing, but actually, wait until the sound vibration ignites in you. That is actual hearing. We can hear in a preliminary sense, in which the sound vibration seems to go into the ear. But real hearing means the Divyagyan Hride Prakashito. What you're hearing triggers realization. The Supreme Absolute Truth becomes manifest to you. Just like we sing in the morning, the Shri Guru Charanapadma. Divyagyan Hride Prakashito. The knowledge becomes manifest in your heart. As the Upanishads state, yasya deve pra bhaktir yatha deve tathagata tasyaite katita hyata prakashante mahatmana. Prakash becomes manifest in the heart of one who has proper faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the spiritual master. So the bhakti knowing process is different. It's about information bringing about transformation. And transformation is what the individuals of this world and their societies need so desperately. Otherwise, without the bhakti transformation, you see whole societies repeating the same mistakes again and again. You see that happening in the world now. Under the influence of the modes of nature, the passion is becoming more and more the wrath of ignorance. We are the body. Okay, that's a mode of passion. And now we're angry because our bodies are not getting what they want. And the fault is other bodies that look different than our bodies. Same old recurrent pattern of human history that brings about destruction. People have no higher knowledge than be kind to bodies that look like your body and fear bodies that look different than your body. So all the so-called populism that's going on in the world, the people want this, the people want that, is based on, I am this body. The populism leads to xenophobia, fear of anyone who has a different body. Just like fire, fearing flames that appear from different sized wood. Makes no sense. Fire is fire, regardless of the size of the wood it appears from. Similarly, regardless of the different shapes and forms of the body, there is the spiritual energy, the superior energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parashakti. So first there's populism. What is the desire of the people? The politicians have not been listening. When the people are in bodily consciousness, you can simply expect noise about this body and that body, this gender, that gender. And therefore you have the phenomenon called identity politics. We know it as misidentity politics. Make politics, make political movements based on your gender preferences. Make political movements based on your ethnicity. And that is going to solve the world's problems. Now what happens? That kind of passion, knowledge and passion, leads to wrath, anger. And war is a manifestation of the mode of ignorance, anger. So you have the populism, and then you have the xenophobia, fear of bodies that are different. And then you have separatism. All the bodies that look like this should have their own place. Kick out all the bodies that look different. And after separatism, there's war. And the political leaders send off all their young men to fight. Now they send off the young women too. Everyone should have a chance to die on the battlefield. Why just the men? Ladies, you can also fight and kill. You can also be fodder. You can be food for the war machine. Well, this is what's happening all over the world. It's the ordinary persons who pay for all this madness. They pay in the form of their taxes. They pay in terms of giving their own life. One way or another, the yajna will be performed. You can do swaha and the agnihotra. You can do the sankirtan yajna, kirtan, distributing knowledge of Krishna. Or material nature will force its own kind of yajnas on you. And you'll be sacrificed in the fire of the war effort. Again and again this happens. We are keen for transformation. We want to hear and hear and hear again. Begging Krishna, may this knowledge, this information ignite in my heart. We haven't heard it enough. That should be our attitude. Any questions? Last night we were speaking at Urban Yoga to some interesting persons, and they could start to grope their way to understanding that their spirit soul. But then they thought, that's it. No sense of subordination to the Supreme. And without understanding subordination to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how can there be real happiness? I was saying to one young man, I asked, how old are you? He said, 18. I said, I know that you, what's happening? You're 18 and you've already done everything you could do for the rest of your life. He said, yep. There's nothing material to look forward to anymore. You've done it all. So I urged him, why not try the spiritual path? And of course I explained the spiritual path begins with understanding the soul is different from the body. He could catch that a bit, at least theoretically. But then he thought, that's it. There's nothing beyond that. You just, in other words, lord it over spiritually instead of materially. And we should think how that same syndrome, that same pattern of conceptions influences us. One last point. Bhagavatam doesn't simply deal with symptoms. It talks about symptoms, but it gives the diagnosis. Just like when you go to a doctor, the doctor can either just deal with your external symptoms, or the doctor can get to the root of the problem with accurate diagnosis. And that's what Srimad Bhagavatam does. It's diagnosing that the root cause of all external and superficial problems is forgetfulness of Krishna, forgetfulness of our dependency on Krishna. As you were explaining the other day, if these little guys here decide, we're going to do our own thing, we're not going to listen to anyone, what do our parents know? We're going to feed ourselves, clothe ourselves, maintain ourselves, make our own decisions about when we get up, when we go to sleep, whether we should go to school or not. Everyone will know what is the diagnosis. The diagnosis is rebellion against the parents, and therefore there's so many problems. They won't be fed properly. They'll just be buying junk food from the neighborhood dairy. Right? They won't go to school. They just want to play all day with their friends. Right? They won't get up in the morning. They certainly won't come to the temple. Everyone knows what the diagnosis is. These guys are not listening to their parents. But if we just deal with the superficial external symptoms, we'll miss the point. Oh, you're spending your money for junk food at the neighborhood dairy. You should get healthy food. No, you should listen to your parents. You're not dressed properly. Oh, we'll do welfare work and we'll get clothes for you. We'll get a jacket for you when it's chilly. That's not the root cause. The root cause is lack of dependency on the parents. But no, we're going to do welfare work. Instead of your buying deep-fried potato chips, we'll get you more healthy potato chips. But why tell them that? Why not just tell them, go home? Get some dal rice at chapatis. Or even get your mother to make you some pizza. You like that, huh? But a superficial solution is, oh, look at these boys wandering around in the streets. Let's get them a coat. Let's get them healthy food instead of junk food at the store. No, send them home, right? That's what you say. Go home. Listen to your parents. Depend on your parents. So this is what Bhagavatam is doing. It's giving diagnosis. Okay. No questions. Yes.
And treatment also.
Yes, yes. Diagnosis and treatment. But the treatment is not dealing with superficial external symptoms. The treatment is getting right to the root, because the diagnosis is forgetfulness of Krishna, rebelliousness, imitation of Krishna. That's why we need to hear again and again and again. Our goal is Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashita. We want the divine knowledge to ignite in our hearts so that there is realization and transformation. Yes?
You were saying that you should be really eager to do yajna for Krishna, otherwise the material nature will take sacrifice from us.
Yes. Yes, you notice.
Sankirtan yajna is yuga dharma. What does that mean? Does it mean we should just go? Because Prabhupada was always stressing home distribution. After he left Manipur, they ceased from doing harinam. So what does it mean, Sankirtan yajna?
Sankirtan yajna means the glorification, the public glorification of Krishna. You have your private yajna, which is japa, which expands into the public yajna, which is spreading of the glories of Krishna. So if you're wanting to know Srila Prabhupada's point of view, you're not going to shoot the messenger, are you? This is Prabhupada's point of view. I remember in New York City, at the New York Temple, we were sending out 3 Harinam parties a day. Everyone in New York was saying, there must be thousands of you persons, because they were always seeing us. But then the emphasis on book distribution started. And so the number of Harinam parties decreased. There was one big Maha Harinam party on Friday night and Saturday night, when everyone would go. But the daily Harinam parties ceased on the weekdays. And so devotees wrote Srila Prabhupada that since this emphasis on book distribution has started, we're not doing as much Harinam and people don't see us as much as they did before. What was Prabhupada's response? If they want to see you, they can come to the temple. Book distribution must always be given priority. And he explained how book distribution is the Brihad Madanga. It is Harinam, but it's Harinam in a bigger and more influential way. So we shouldn't see a conflict between the book distribution and the Harinam. Book distribution is Harinam Sankirtan. It's the Brihad Madanga. It's the Madanga sound that can go much further. Of course, that doesn't mean no Harinam parties. But at the same time, We stress book distribution always. And that was Srila Prabhupada's statement. Book distribution must always be stressed. So you ask me, don't shoot the messenger. Now, how you distribute the books, there's not just one way. You can distribute books to the Harinam party. You can distribute books through Prasad distribution. You can distribute books at the university. There's so many different ways you can go about it. Maybe your style is to first build relationships and then distribute the books. So many different ways how to approach this yajna, the greatest yajna. Anything else? Yes. Like the difference between a spark and the complete fire. The big fire does not run the risk of becoming extinct, becoming extinguished. But the little spark, when it tries to exist on its own, it can be extinguished, it can go out. So there's a quantitative difference. As we read in the purport, the small particles of soul are just like sparks of the larger soul. The greatest soul is the super soul, but the super soul is quantitatively different from the small soul. The difference is highlighted in the Upanishads. Nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam. Of all the eternal entities, there's one chief. Of all the conscious entities, there's one supreme. What is the difference between that supreme and all the other conscious eternal entities? Eko bahunam yo vididati kama. That supreme one is maintaining all the others. Just like, what is the difference between the parents and these little boys? At the very least, you could say the parents are maintaining these boys. Yes, your parents are maintaining it? You say no? All right. Hare Krishna.